Easter Sunday and you're listening to the Sunday Grill on Beat with Aoife. You might have a few free days in the coming days. A lot of people are off for 2 weeks over Easter and maybe, just maybe, you could jet off last minute. Joining me to talk all things holidays is Jessie Marr from Taste of Travel on Instagram. Jessie, have you ever yourself done a last minute holiday booked like spur of the moment a few days in advance?
Yeah, definitely. Now, I've tried to be more organised now in the last few years, but I remember when I was in college, me and the girls had a midterm break and I think we booked flights to Milan last minute. We got them really cheap and it was like the week later we were going. So that was probably the most last minute thing I've done. But since then, I've tried to be more organised. Like I was looking earlier on and on Ryanair, you could get flights to like Barcelona mid-April for about €30 return, €30-40 return, Palma, Paris, Milan. Like they're all kind of cheap enough now for the midterm break. So if you are looking for a cheap getaway last minute, I was having a look. They're all quite cheap at the moment.
Because there probably are people there twiddling their thumbs wondering what to do with the time off. So it's definitely a possibility. In terms of city breaks at this time of year, is it a good time or is it the time of year to go on a city break, do you think?
City breaks, you can go any time of year, but it does depend on where you're going. Like say this time of year, last year, I went to Oslo. A few weeks ago, I was in Liverpool. But I suppose a lot of people tend to go to like Spanish and French cities coming into the like spring and summer months because it does get a bit warmer quicker over there than it does here.
Yeah, because the spring, I suppose, is a nice time to go because you get a bit of the weather. Yes, you're not sweating completely. Yeah. And then you get a little bit of the sightseeing. So best of both worlds. Absolutely. In true Hannah Montana fashion.
Yeah. Like we were in Barcelona last year at the end of April, kind of start of May time. And their weather was fabulous there. Like so much nicer than it was here. So that was a lovely time to go to Barcelona. It wasn't too hot because I know it can get really hot there during the summer months. But yeah, that was a lovely time to go to Barcelona.
In terms of a city break, what would you recommend if you want to do it really cheap? You want to go somewhere in Europe? How do you save your money, do you think?
I'd say you'd save the most money with flights because the flight prices are what can go completely haywire. Like you could get something for £15 or you could pay £150 for the same flight 2 days later. Do you know that kind of way? So that's where you're going to save your money. Hotels and accommodation, they can kind of stay around the same. I know they can go a bit more expensive during peak periods. But flights is probably where you'd save your money. If you get a last minute deal, like I said earlier, you could get return flights for less than £40 if you keep an eye out. Whereas like literally 2 days later, a week later, the same exact flights could cost you £150. You know, that's where you'll save your money.
And in terms of cities and the cost of eating out, accommodation, etc., I'm sure there are some places that are better than others. Like, for example, I was talking to someone lately who had been to Amsterdam. And yeah, you might get your cheap flights, but it is quite pricey. So what are some of the cities that you'd recommend in that respect?
So I'm actually heading off to the Balkans tomorrow. You caught me at a good time. I'm just about to jet off. And I know those countries are all quite cheap when you're there. And to be honest, our flights and accommodation were really cheap as well. So we're going for 12 days. And I know food and drink there is quite cheap. So those kind of European countries are probably lovely for a city break if you're trying to keep it on the cheap. If you can get good flight deals and cheap accommodation, you can definitely save money when you're there because it's quite cheap for your spending money when you're there. Like, yeah.
So you are having an extensive trip to the Balkans, that being for 12 days. But tell us about some of the countries that you'll be visiting there.
Okay, so I'll talk you through my itinerary. So we're flying into Albania tomorrow morning. We're going to Tirana first for 2 nights. Then we're going to Lake Ohrid in North Macedonia for 2 nights. Then we're back into Albania up to Shkodër for 2 nights, up the north of Albania. Then we're into Montenegro, we're in Budva and Kotor. And then we're finishing off the trip in Dubrovnik. So yeah, full package there.
Certainly, some of those countries and places I've probably only ever heard spoken about on the Eurovision, to be very honest with you. So really excited to hear about what that trip will be like. Looking ahead to the summer months, a lot of people may have already booked holidays. Tell us about the popular trips for summer 2026.
Popular destinations that I've seen coming up this year. One of them being Madeira, where I actually was last year. And before I actually went to Madeira, I had never heard of it. It's an island off of Portugal, but it seems to be becoming more popular this year for a summer destination. And I'd absolutely recommend it. It was like heaven on earth. Like, it was absolutely gorgeous.
Come on, give us a nice flavour of Madeira. Sell it to us.
Madeira is like, you can put like nice sensual music in the
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say you can put some nice icing sugar on top, because I just keep thinking of Madeira cake now.
Oh, Madeira cake, yeah. Oh, Madeira is like, I think they call it the Hawaii of Europe. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. Think waterfalls, like gorgeous beaches, just like, oh my God, just the scenery there is absolutely gorgeous, and the food and the weather and the people. It's like you're living island life. It doesn't feel like it's Portugal. It like doesn't even feel like it's Europe. Oh my God, I've honestly never been anywhere like it. It is really unique. Like, I've never been to a more unique place in Europe.
And you've done a fair bit of travelling.
I have.
Tell us about some other places that you've been booking.
Greece, different places in Greece, Rhodes, and then some islands like Santorini, Crete, Mykonos. I also have people going to different parts of Spain, Torremolinas, Malaga, Madrid, Valencia. I have a few people traveling Asia like I did a couple of years ago. I have a group of girls going to the Philippines. I have a couple going across Southeast Asia. They're going to Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, Bali. Another popular area is, say, Croatia, like Split, Dubrovnik, where I'll be in a few days. But yeah, Croatia was a popular one last year and it's coming back again this year. So yeah, I'd say Greece, Croatia, Madeira, they're probably the most popular destinations that I've booked this summer.
Jessie, if anyone wants to book a trip with you, I know Jessie's brilliant in particular at looking after those big trips across Asia, maybe island hopping, whatever it might be. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at tasteoftravel.ie.
So Taste of Travel, Thomastown's very own Jessie Carr. Jessie, thanks so much for coming in this morning on Easter Sunday. Enjoy the eggs and enjoy your trip.
Thanks for having me, Aoife.